Hi there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, August 2nd. The OPP have arrested one person after a stolen vehicle investigation prompted a heavy police presence near Teeswater yesterday. South Bruce OPP say they received a report just after 9 yesterday morning of a person at a property along Concession 4 in Culross. Police say the suspect was driving a vehicle that was reported stolen earlier by Grey Bruce OPP. Officers arrived on scene and located the stolen car, but the suspect fled the area on foot. The OPP emergency response team, as well as aviation and canine units, were called in to help locate the suspect, who was eventually taken into custody. The 32-year-old from Kincardine was charged with several offenses, including theft and flight from police. A man who's raising money and awareness for mental health will be embarking on a lengthy bike ride and run tomorrow that will bring him to Owen Sound. Joel Wright's 100 Miles, 100 Smiles fundraiser will see the 27-year-old complete a 100-mile bike and run trek from Newmarket to Owen Sound.
So I decided I was going to do this for both the Canadian Mental Health Association as well as the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
You can find out how to support the fundraising event on our news website. Brockton's Bruce Power Regional Soccer Park has some new upgrades. The municipality celebrated the opening of new accessible washrooms, change rooms, a concession booth, and more yesterday. The improvements were funded through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. Bruce County Council is going to be making some improvements at Bruce Lee Haven Long-Term Care Home. County Council approved some spending from the donation reserve for resident TV enhancements, new seating, and updates to the staff room. Owen Sound is now offering access to a transit app that will allow people to see information about buses in real time. City officials say the transit app is available to download for free on the App Store or Google Play and now has Owen Sound Transit integrated in it. Riders can conveniently check when their bus will arrive, and the app also provides information about any bus cancellations or service changes. And a coalition of Ontario developers say they'll pass the savings to new home buyers if governments reduce taxes on new houses. They want the HST and land transfer taxes removed from new builds and municipal development charges rolled back to 2009 levels. Recent data from CMHC shows fewer new homes are being built. Higher interest rates and high house prices are keeping many would-be buyers out of the market. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for more losses at the open this morning. After yesterday's sell-off, all eyes on Japan. Its main stock index plummeting more than 6% in overnight trading, its largest one-day drop since the Black Monday crash in 1987. Yesterday, the Dow fell nearly 500 points, closing at 40,347. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank as well. Tech stocks off more than 2%. Well, the TSX fell 387 points, closing at 22,723. Bitcoin is trading nearly 2% higher this morning, 64,700 US. The price of oil is off slightly to $76.25 per barrel, while gold's trading nearly 1% higher, over 2,500 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.02 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm Fatty Giddy. Here's a look at sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. It's more gold for Canada. Summer McIntosh picked up a gold medal at the Paris Summer Games in the 200-meter butterfly. That's McIntosh's third medal of these games, including her second gold. Meantime, more medals could be coming to the True North. Felix Auger-Aliassime and Gabriela Dabrowski dropped their match to a team from Czechia and will play for bronze in mixed doubles tennis. Auger-Aliassime is in action today, looking for a chance to compete for a medal in singles against Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers shut out the BC Lions 25-zip, improving to 3-6 on the CFL season. Zach Caleros ran for 295 yards for the Bombers. Visit Bodog.net, your source for free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, Fatty. Owen Sound Attack alumnus Denny Gore has signed a pro contract to play in the American Hockey League with the Calgary Wranglers. And in Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball, the Port Elgin Devils beat the Allenford Aces 11-9, and the Allenford Gators also picked up a win yesterday. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weekend weather is coming up next. Mainly sunny today with a slight chance of some showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot and humid, a high of 28, feeling more like 37. Tonight, slight chance of some showers in the evening, then mostly clear, a low of 19. And for the long weekend, sunny tomorrow and a high of 27. More sunshine on Sunday and Monday with highs of 25 and 24.